You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
My next guest specializes in cutting-edge brain health and neuroscience. He is the best-selling author of the Neurogenesis Diet and Lifestyle. Upgrade your brain, upgrade your life. He's here to share with you how you can prevent brain aging and disease and how your diet is your number one strategy. Please welcome to the show, Dr. Brant Courtwright. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Courtwright. I've talked a lot about Alzheimer's disease on Wellness for Life Radio. Now, what is your take on how big of a problem this is?
Well, it's huge. If current trends continue, half of the people who are 85 will have it. And since most people are expected to live to be 85, that means you've got a 50-50 chance of developing it. And currently, one-third of people who die, one-third of seniors who die, die with either Alzheimer's or some other form of dementia. So it's huge and getting worse, it seems like. And with no apparent medical options available right now, you know, billions have been spent trying to find a drug that will delay it, prevent it, or treat it in some way. And so far, it's been a complete failure. However, this new research on neurogenesis and this holistic approach to treating the brain offers the first scientifically validated hope for this. You know, there's not a lot of money in holistic research, body, heart, mind, spirit. Most of the money is in finding a drug that can be patented and a lot can be made on. But there's a very interesting foundation in California called the Buck Foundation of Aging that just completed a pilot study that showed that seniors who had cognitive decline and the sort of memory loss associated with Alzheimer's, who had had to stop work because of memory decline, using a simplified version of the holistic approach I present in the book, were able to reverse cognitive decline and actually go back to work for the 2 years that they followed this. And then there's a more recent study from Finland also showing that with a very simplified version of the holistic approach, again offered in the book, they were able to delay cognitive decline in at-risk seniors. So I think that this whole brain approach to brain health, body, heart, mind, spirit, is going to be the wave of the future.
I totally agree with you on that one, because your holistic approach is really what I also share with all of my patients, as well as on this radio show. I interview people and particularly talked about Alzheimer's being the diabetic number three, you know, instead of diabetes number two. This is diabetes number three, and it's definitely all about inflammation of the brain caused by diet and particularly sugar. And I know that's your number one look at how to help your brain so that we can reduce that inflammation. What other approaches do you have besides maintaining a sugar, really low sugar diet and stabilizing the insulin level? What else?
Okay, good. It's, you know, the brain is made up of about two-thirds fat, about 60% fat. And so if you want to build a good brain, we need to use good building materials. Like if you want to build a good high-end house, you don't use rotting wood. You use good high-end wood. So to build a better brain, we need high-quality, healthy fats. So we also need to not eat low-quality, unhealthy fats. So unhealthy fats are things like oxidized fats, cooking with vegetable oil. It oxidizes the fats. Those get in your bloodstream. They oxidize your cholesterol. It increases inflammation. It just begins to eat up the inside of your blood vessels and your brain. It's terrible.
What should they use? What should we use to cook with then?
Coconut oil is great. Butter is great. Clarified butter is even better. Lard is even fine. Saturated fats are good.
Lard!
Lard, yeah. It's great. It has a very high smoke point, whereas vegetable oils turn rancid and oxidize at a very, very low heat, and it's terrible for our brain. So healthy fats is one thing, and then there are things such as making sure you get enough omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil. Blueberries are fantastic. Blueberries are just, they're antioxidant, they're anti-inflammatory, and they just create, they really up your rate of neurogenesis. Another thing is turmeric. Turmeric is the yellow in curry spice. And turmeric, it's also both an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant, but it also is a big increaser of the rate of neurogenesis. And then the last, I'll give you four things. The fourth thing is green tea. Green tea also, the EGCG in green tea, acts as, again, an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, but it also is a huge neurogenesis booster. And it seems like green tea also will increase working memory, which is one of the most difficult cognitive functions to increase. Almost nothing increases working memory, but green tea appears to. Now, what we want is about 10 to 15 cups of green tea a day, but we don't want that much caffeine. So you can get supplements that are green tea extracts that are caffeine-free that have 10 to 15 cups of EGCG. Doing a nutrient like that, a supplement like that, would be hugely beneficial for your brain.
Well,
one other thing
I loved EGCG.
Would be exercise. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I love it. I'm a big, big proponent of EGCG. And, thing about the green tea I don't like is the fact that it is a natural source of fluoride. So I really tend to tell people, you know what, don't drink the green tea as much as taking that supplement. So I'm glad you mentioned EGCG. Then you're going to mention exercise, is that right?
Yeah, certain kinds of exercise also just make the brain explode with new neurons. And the types of exercise that do it are aerobic exercise. So running, swimming, biking, walking fast, going upstairs, anything that gets you breathing hard, using air, is a good form of exercise that really increases your rate of neurogenesis. Other things like yoga, it's great, has lots of health benefits, but it doesn't seem to increase neurogenesis. So aerobic exercise is hugely important.
Love that. Yeah, let's get more oxygen into the brain. You know, I want to ask you, there's one area of your book, we only have about a minute left, about your spirit. And I love the fact that you included that in the neurogenesis diet. Can you explain that? It's just got about a minute left.
Okay, good. So it looks like there's a couple different kinds of meditation or spiritual practice that increase neurogenesis. Mindfulness meditation practice appears to increase it along the entire length of the hippocampus, and also devotional practices, practices that open the heart to love, devotion, compassion. These spiritual practices also seem to increase neurogenesis along the entire length of the hippocampus. So spiritual practice from both of these directions seem to be very beneficial for the brain.
Well, prayer, I love all of that. Devotional prayer, but also, I know that they've done so many studies with meditations, and they say that that really improves the blood flow and cleansing of the brain, and that's really the key. Cleansing the brain, getting rid of all the toxins, and nourishing it also with all of your amazing strategies and food and holistic approach. The neurogenesisdiet.com, is that correct?
That's right.
NeurogenesisDiet.com. You are awesome, Dr. Courtwright. I'm so happy to have you here. This was great information, and I want everyone to go out and get that book. I love the book, The NeurogenesisDiet.com. All right, this is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life Radio, and I will see you next time. Thank you. Stay well.